A good and narrow Shabbos. We're about to begin. There's Hashem Shir number 175. It is your present space and time where you are now. The here and now is the key of mastering joyful zerises and willpower to take action. Everything you do has to be done in the here and the now, at the present moment. Everything that you did in the past, when you did it, you were in the present moment when you did it. Everything you will do in the future, you'll only be able to do in the present moment you are at that time. In other words, you may be thinking about the past, and you may remember your best and happiest moments, or you may remember the opposite of that, but you're thinking about that past right now in your present moment. Or you may be thinking about the future, about a bright and joyful future, or about a future moment that may not be so bright. But again, what are you doing? You're thinking about that future moment in the present moment. All your thoughts are thoughts in the present moment. All your feelings are felt in the present moment. And everything you do and say are done in the present moment. And since your whole life is in the present, moment by moment, therefore it's wise to consider the wise things to say and do in the present moment, in the here and now, of this very moment. And it's also wise to prepare to wise things to say and do in the future. So there's nothing wrong, and it's even healthy, to prepare for the future. But you're preparing for the future in the present moment as a hachana, as a preparation. This applies whether you are, it's already after Purim, for example, and you're preparing for Pesach. You're preparing in the present moment, or for a chasana upcoming, or whatever it may be. So even though you're planning for the future, but you are doing things in the present moment in that aspect of it. Now, some people think too much about the past, but one needs to realize that right now you can't change the past. You could only take action by saying and doing things now to improve upon what you did or didn't do in the past. So this idea, this is a pitfall that people fall in when they're trying to do tshuva, by the way. Yes, there is a concept of charata ala ovar. You regret what you did in the past, and you cry out to Hashem to help forgive you. You do some self-correction about the past. But once that process is done, then there is the idea of you did the confession of it that you're doing now, and your Kabbalah of the future, but the key is your present moment. Now I'm a new person. Now I'm going to behave differently. Now I'm behaving in accordance to what I'm supposed to align my life with. So that is the key. People spend too much time thinking about the future as well, in counterproductive ways. Not enough time thinking about what to say or do in the present. Most of us fall into this trap, dwelling too much on the past, or dwelling too much in the future, which robs us of the present moment now. It is more wiser to keep the focus on what you can do now, in the very present. And when you do action now, you do it joyfully. So thinking about kindnesses that you didn't do isn't as beneficial as thinking about those you can do now or planning on doing in the future. Thinking of what you can do in the future is beneficial, because there will be a moment, a present moment in the future that you will actually do them. So people who tend not to have zerizos, not to have this alacrity, may think it's very, very challenging to have this zerizos, but it's not as difficult as people make it out to be. It may appear difficult when you're not in that state of mind, or you're thinking too much about the future. Oh, I'm going to have to do this. But the truth is in the present moment, all moments of zerizus are just present moments, the here and now. And that's not so difficult. Someone with a tendency to do things with zerizus will look at zerizus as something he only needs to do 1 minute at a time. Part of zerizus that helps a lot with doing that, with taking action in a healthy way, is to master a joyful life of Hakaras HaTov, that brings joy, the gratitude for all the good in your life, to keep your thoughts mainly focused on what you can say and do joyfully in the present, and what's wise to say and do in the future in a joyful manner, and joyfully do those things in the present when you're ready to do them and be prepared to do them. And at times, gratitude and joy may be easier for you. At some times, you need work, or you may initially think you need to take action, and you'd rather be doing something else, right? Sometimes you know you have to take care of something now, but you'd rather be doing something else. So to reframe your mind that since you're taking that action anyway, and it's inevitable, and it's healthy, I need to do this, I'm not thrilled about it, it's wise to work on at least being as joyful as possible with this and work through that here and now moment and throw in and infuse joy in it, even though normally it's not something you don't particularly enjoy. It's a habit to develop. It's a habit that will enable you to experience more happiness and meaningful life through your life. And so here is the idea. Someone contacted Rav Pliskin and said, I have to fight constant battles with my laziness and my procrastination. I feel awful about myself as a person. I know that if I took action to accomplish worthwhile goals, then I would feel better. But I keep thinking about how in the past I haven't done what I should have done. And the past makes me feel a lot of despair. And he tried to explain to him that it's not your past that's causing you the feeling of despair. It's your present thoughts in the way you're perceiving the past that's causing you despair. Looking objectively at the past, you'll have to acknowledge that you've done many positive things and that you helped a lot of people with a good heart and with kindness. Maybe you didn't make a lot of money, but you were extremely generous. Now, all this is true? So he says, yeah, okay, yes, it's true, but I'm still lazy. So he answered back that right now you're experiencing life at this moment. You build up a picture of yourself as being lazy, which is based on your past. If you're totally resolved that you'll gain a greater present moment awareness, then not having taken action in the past doesn't prevent you from taking action now. That is a big yesod. People fall into that trap when they're doing tshuva. They have to ask a rabbi, a mentor, to guide them. Sometimes you're trapped in the prison of the past. And you regret, that's okay. You do vidui, that's okay. But then you move on from the past. You did that part of the tshuva and you move on. To be chained there like a prisoner and hold you back from present positive action because of what you did in the past, that's destructive. That's where the Yetzer Hara really gets you. And that is the idea. You're creating new habits now. You're creating habits of better ways of thinking. And he asked, the result person asked this person, do you have a friend that can remind you that you are now in the present? You're in the here and now, and now you have a free will to choose whatever worthwhile action you choose to have. And he says, yes, I could think of somebody. So later the guy said that remembering that I'm always in the present and that I can choose to do something worthwhile right now was a tremendous help. So remember that. That remembering that I'm always in the present and that I can choose to do something worthwhile right now is a tremendous help. I tend to think about many things that I haven't done, but when I keep reminding myself that I am now in the only time and space that can be acted upon, I feel more motivated to take action. Really, basically, you're focusing on today. I have put up signs in a number of places as reminders. I'm presently in the here and now, and I can choose to take action joyfully. You know, same thing, for example, if someone is overweight and they want to lose weight and they feel terrible about it. And in the present, they have to put in their mind, I can't change the past. I am the way I am right now. But in the present, I'm making decisions. I'm not going to agonize over where I am now with this. But today, I could make healthy decisions. And for the future as well. But every moment to moment by doing things in a healthy way. And this is with every goal where you sort of have a yish, oh, till I accomplish this will take months of very hard work and so on and so forth. But no, you look at the present. And by focusing on what I can do now and not on what I haven't done before, I feel much better and it's easier for me to do what I would, that's of things that are wise to do. So that's a very important yesod as well. You take action instead of just talking about doing action. You know, the procrastinators, the pushing off, they'll do things later, not now, which creates a certain unreliability and irresponsibility. But people who have the habit of taking action will end that reach, they'll become reliable and responsible. And you have the ability to decide to be that person that takes action. If you learn the other opposite way of being lazy and procrastinating and ignoring your health and wasting a lot of time, it affects your life negatively. But if you commit to build your level of zerizus, you'll improve in a tremendous amount of ways. So I'll end off with an anecdote here, very important. Not too long ago, I was speaking to a middle-aged man who accomplished a lot in his life. What's the key factor that enabled you to accomplish all that you have accomplished? And he answered, when I was almost 20 years old, I was curious about why most people accomplish a lot and why others didn't. And my first thoughts were that some people are just more talented than others, or more intelligent, or have more natural skills. But in studying success, I came to realize that great intelligence and natural skills are not the key factor. Going to say that again. Great intelligence and natural skills are not the key factors to success. Rather, what is a key factor to success? A willingness to make and reach goals was the essential ingredient of accomplished people. They had a strong will to succeed, and they succeeded. The Ratzon. What were they missing? You know, intelligence, natural talents? No. The people who don't accomplish a lot of times, it's not because they don't have intelligence or natural talents. It's because they want everything easy. They don't like putting time and effort into things. That's why a lot of Shalom Bayis issues also is because of that. You don't put in the time and effort to make it better. But once you start enjoying that work of becoming better, and then it becomes a joyful, healthy thing to do, and your life changes. People try to avoid that. But this is the key. At any stage in life, anyone can make a commitment that from now on, they will take action to make and reach more meaningful goals and to have a more fulfilling life. You still have your mind, a clear mind, you're grateful for this, and I'm committed to accomplish something worthwhile today. It takes a person to make it a high priority to accomplish something each day so that at the end of the day, you could tell yourself, what have I accomplished today? And I always have something to tell myself about what I accomplished today. So whenever I'm dissatisfied with today's accomplishments, I ask myself, what will I accomplish tomorrow? So that tomorrow night, I'll feel good about the answer. So the basic idea is not to give up on life. And don't knock yourself when you feel you don't have the abilities and talents. It's not a matter about abilities and talents. It's about the Ratzon, the will. Of course, you ask Hashem always for help to help you with the willpower to change. And the change happens in the present moment, day in and day out. And if you work through this, you change your life dramatically by taking one day at a time, living in the present as best as you could, and trying, davening, and then trying, and you will accomplish beyond what you imagined that you thought you would be able to accomplish in the most beautiful way. Bracha v'atzlacha.